Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a brand new event as part of Perchville, USA, Teresa Hurst is here. How are you today, Teresa?
Great, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Yes, and Angela Mativa. How are you, Angela?
Hi, Kevin.
You guys are the coordinators of the Vendor and Craft Show, which is taking place on Saturday, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Now, how did this all come about? What was the, you know, obviously there's a lot of Perchville events, but this kind of fills a niche. Tell us a little bit about how this got started for you guys.
All right. Well, so just looking around at some statistics in the U.S. and the state of Michigan, it turns out that about 40% of all households have home-based businesses. And we find that to be so true in our community.
Yeah.
So many of our friends have at-home businesses, whether they make driftwood crafts or if they sew clothing or if they make bath and body care. Just so many moms and dads are working from home. So we really wanted to put something together that would be a marketplace to showcase and give these home-based businesses a platform.
Nice.
To really offer their services to the community. So it's giving back to those mompreneurs, they're called.
I like that. Yeah, I have not heard that term, but it fits.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Or dads, too.
Yeah.
They definitely have a hand in this. So this is just a nice platform for them to showcase their goods and to really offer something fun.
Right.
At Perchville. So this is going to be an indoor event, so people can come on in out of the cold. And we have stuff for kids, and it'll just be a nice little extra something to do at Perchville.
Very good. Now, it's taking place at the Taos Masonic Lodge there on M55. It is going on from 10 till 4. Tell us what's going to be happening. Give us some specifics during those 6 hours. Angela, I guess that's your job. tell us what's going to be happening.
Well, we have one of the biggest things is the first 50 people through the door are going to get grab bags full of goodies. Those are going to have coupons, some fun little prizes, maybe some treats, all kinds of good stuff there. So that's for the first 50 people that walk through the door. We also will have a kids coloring contest going on, and all of it will be Perchville themed.
Mm.
So kids coloring contest, we have two different kids fishing contests going on.
Wow, nice.
And they'll get some prizes that way. We also have for the kids a cupcake decorating.
Okay.
So that'll be nice and fun. We'll get them all sugared up so they can go back down
sure,
to the family
yeah.
tent.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just gives the kids something to do while the
right.
parents want to look around and shop. And just so everyone knows, all of those kid events are free. So that's just nice, a nice little way to spend the day with your kids and have some fun yourself.
We yeah. also have 19 vendors this year. So quite a few of us will be out there with all of our stuff
right.
for you guys to browse and shop and chat with all of us.
Boy, that's a great turnout for a first year. Now,
yeah.
You've got a list of some. You want to go through the list of those 19 vendors? Who's going to be there for the parents to come see while the kids are doing all the other cool stuff?
So first, I'll talk about our direct sales ladies, and then we'll have Teresa talk about the home crafters.
Sure.
So for direct sales, we have LuLaRoe, Young Living, 31, LipSense, or Senegence. I guess that's a beauty line.
Okay.
Seiko Designs, which is a really cool fair trades company. Scentsy, Jamboree, Tupperware, and Trades of Hope, which is also another fair trades line, if you're not familiar with fair trades, but they we here in the United States sell crafts for women who make them in third world countries.
Okay.
So we're actually keeping their business afloat.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we've got quite a few different things, and I'll let Teresa talk about the handmade items.
Yeah, I'm so excited to give these people a platform. So we've got amber jewelry, and driftwood crafts. We have, two local moms who are offering home-sewn cloth creations. So some of those are like children's clothing that are homemade. Some of them are cloth dolls, really, mm-hmm. really cute items. And then we also have a local cake baker. So she's going to be there. And then we have some local made bath and body goodies. So Yeah, wow. A lot of really neat homemade things that people have been working on for months.
Yeah.
And they can't wait to show off.
Oh, I believe that. So it's happening Saturday, and it's from 10 until 4 at the Taos Masonic Lodge. No charge to get in for this, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's free.
Absolutely free. And you guys know you made it when you become a shuttle stop on the when the shuttle's running for the Perchville events, right?
Yeah, yes, we're so excited for that.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. You know, if you're in East Taos and you want to come on out, grab the shuttle, and they'll take you right out to the event.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, we can't wait to see everyone.
Boy, no doubt about it. Now, is there information online? Do you guys have a Facebook page or anything that has this information where people can learn more about what's going to be happening Saturday?
We do have the events. It's set up in your local Facebook events, if
yeah.
you're familiar with that. It is just called the Perchville Vendor and Craft Show on there.
We also have an ad running in the paper, the Asco County News Herald.
All right.
So people can find us that way.
Very good.
And also the chamber has stepped in, and they have the information will be on the big sandwich board downtown that tells you kind of where to go and how to get here and all of that stuff.
And then also we're going to have signs posted in every possible location so that everyone knows where to go and what time this event is happening. So.
Well, it'll be one of my stops when we're out broadcasting on Saturday, so I'll be stopping in to talk to you guys, too, as the Vendor and Craft Show. Taos Masonic Lodge on M55 in Taos City this Saturday from 10 until 4. And Angela Mativa, Teresa Hurst, hey, we appreciate you joining us today on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you so much for having us.